Welcome once again. In the studio today, we have Diane Watson, who is with the Marion Public Library. Diane, you've been here several times, but you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know what your title is.
I am the communications manager.
Ooh, that's why you're here on the radio.
Ooh.
And you do it so well. So anyhow, with the COVID and everything, the library is still alive and kicking.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. What's going on in the library, what's not going on possibly, and some different things there. So I'll just let you start.
Well, actually, throughout most of this, I would say except for about 2 weeks, we have had what we're labeling as curbside service, except for, like I said, there was like 2 weeks when we decided that, you know, we're not doing anything, just like many of the libraries in the state of Ohio. Actually, I think we were one of the only ones that was doing curbside delivery. And with that, what we were doing is if you had a library card and you were able to reserve books online like you normally would if you were, able to come into the library or whatever, if you reserved them online or if you called us during certain hours. Now, our hours have changed, too, and we'll go over that in a little bit. But if you called us and said, I'm looking for, you know, books from this author that I haven't read yet, and these are the ones that I've read, and if you, let's say, reserve them over the phone, you could come to the parking lot doors and pick them up at a certain time. And we did that safely. We were wearing masks. We were wearing gloves and then putting them on a cart and letting you pick them up and take them from there. So with that said, we've been doing that all along, and we've been letting some people take temporary cards if they didn't have a card but they still wanted to access things. Because with a active library card, you also have digital access that you can take advantage of as well. So going forward, we have some new hours because we've played with a little bit of the hours on how can we still be of service to people and how can we, you know, with the state cutbacks in tax dollars, because your library is funded by the state tax dollars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with those being cut back, we have to step back and take a look at the big picture. You know, what services can we do and what hours should we be available to the general public? We've had layoffs. We've had hours cut. So please be cognizant of that when you start shooting out, you know, why isn't the library open? Mm-hmm. Why should they be doing it? Why can't they? And why, you know.
Some of these decisions aren't easy, I'm
sure.
Oh,
no, not at all.
Right. So people should not be attacking you for making those decisions.
Right. So we're going forward and being very positive about all of the things that we are able to give. And as the circumstances change with the mandates and the guidelines, then we will add services and collections and things of that nature from the Marion Public Library. But
so you're saying that safety is the main concern
exactly,
here. I mean, people's
exactly.
safety comes before
people's
anything else.
Our patron safety and our staff safety, mm-hmm. because, you know, we can't do our jobs without a healthy staff. And
sure.
we've been very lucky, blessed throughout all of this that we've all pretty much remained healthy, and we are moving forward one day at a time, just like everybody else who is in this situation. But it warms our heart to be able to have people come to the door and say, I'm looking for this book. Can you give me a few more books or audiobooks on this author? Right now we are doing books and books on DVD, audiobooks.
Okay.
So as we move forward, that will be our selection as well. And I'll just sort of go over the guidelines and see how many times we can review this before our hours.
Okay. Yeah, about 42 minutes right now.
Okay. Let's see how long we can. Yeah. So on June 22nd, the library will open to the public. But right now, we are doing curbside, what we're calling curbside pickup. It's actually not, you know, you don't come up and park park at the curbside, but then you come to the door.
Okay, the one that's facing the parking lot.
Yes,
I call that the backside. But
right, that is mm-hmm. the backside. The because our address is Church Street,
right.
That is the front, and the parking lot is the back. So the backside parking lot doors. Curbside pickup is available. Now, these are the hours that we foresee as we move forward that we're probably going to start doing on a regular basis. We just started these last week so that we could get into the swing of it before we allow the public back into the building. So we are open Monday and Thursday from 10 to 6, Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 till 7 p.m. Friday we are closed, and then Saturday it will be from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. and then closed on Sunday. So earlier we didn't have a Saturday day, and then we had limited it to weekdays, and then we added a couple of evenings that were a little bit later, mm-hmm. but it didn't seem to be a whole lot of people taking advantage of that. So then we figured, let's try a Saturday and still work within the hours that we're able to with the staff that we have. So we are 1 week into these, and then next week on the 22nd, we will open the main branch library to the public. That will be fun because we haven't had people in the building except for staff off and on for, you know, how many months has this gone on? 3 months?
Three, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Seems like a year.
It does. It really does.
Now, you're talking about this. Just make it clear, that is only the main
yes
branch, not the other branches.
And you and I were talking off the air a little bit that because of the state cuts, your library is funded by state dollars. Because of the state cuts and because of tax dollars, the receipts that we're going to be receiving in the next, you know, 6 months, let's say, are going to be way less than what they would be mm-hmm. if restaurants were open, bars were open, you know, retail was open, and it's not. So that is the reason that your library is looking at adjusting hours and adjusting staff, is because when those receipts come in, they are not going to be as high as what they were.
Sure.
Just like everybody else, you know, we are trying to deal with the situation that is at hand and the best that we can.
But you're still there for the public. That's the
yep.
That's the big thing right now.
We're sort of reviewing everything on a daily basis. You know, when we decided on the original hours that we were doing, it was like, okay, is this going to work? And then we sort of looked at the situation and said, well, maybe we should add an evening because there's people that work during the day and that were still working during the day and couldn't get to the library in mm-hmm. the evenings if they wanted to. So that's why we added the evenings, and now we're adjusting it so that there's a weekend in there and then some little bit later hours. So we think it's going to be good going forward, and of course we'll evaluate it as we go along as mm-hmm. well. So I'm going to repeat those hours again. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Closed on Friday. And then Saturday is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we're closed on Sunday, which normally through the summers, we're closed on Sundays anyhow. Mm-hmm. But this is just how it's going to be. We will continue curbside even after we open, because we know that there's still some people out there that would like that service.
They feel more comfortable
but
rather
don't
than coming
want to come
in.
Into the library and pick up things. So as we move forward, The staff will handle the online and phone request for books and audiobooks. There will be no fines for overdue items. All items that are dropped in the book drops at any time will be your returns. And what we're doing is we're taking the returns and not processing them right away. So though there could be as many as 3 days before that book has been checked in because we're quarantining.
Okay,
everything.
I was wondering about that. Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
We don't want to like pick them all up and put them, you know, even on a shelf or a cart.
You're jeopardizing your employees well as possibly if you
or
send
even,
out another.
Or even, you know, putting gloves on and wiping them all down and that. What we're doing is we're taking the safe route and quarantining them for 3, sometimes 4 days. It just depends.
Somebody might have coughed on pages 11 and 12, you know.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's kind of gross, but that's a reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you don't know what household it's coming from.
Right.
So,
right.
All of the guidelines that we've seen so far, that seems to be what other libraries are doing. You know, we're listening to what other libraries are doing. We're sort of listening to what the state library is saying on materials and things, and you know that's ever changing as well, so that could change, but right now we're quarantining everything for 3 days. So just be aware that you're not going to get a fine, even though you may have dropped it in the book drop when it was due, that there's going to be 3 days that are going to pass and it's still not going to come off your account.
Okay.
And you're not going to get the fines because of that. We're actually not doing fines throughout this whole thing because it's just too crazy to figure out.
So this is a time to return that book that I checked out back in 1985, right?
Well, we could be pretty forgiving at this time, so you might want to do that, Mike. You're funny. So there'll be no fines. Books can be placed on reserve through our online catalog system or through the phone, and then you'll be. And I'm talking about the curbside pickup stuff now for the rest of this week. So you can then request these items, and you'll get contacted once they've been pulled and they're ready. And then what you do is you come up to the door. We have a staff member at the front desk. You know, we can easily see the parking lot doors from there. They'll go out to the doors, open the doors, and say name, reserve, and you yell out your name. They'll go back in and automatically. In most cases, you don't need your card unless, of course, there is something like your card hasn't been updated or whatever. And if they have to ask you questions, they'll do that. But as little of contact as possible, and if there has to be anything, then there's gloves involved, but as little as possible.
But if somebody does come in with a outdated card, you will
usually
go ahead and update it.
Usually it's just a matter
now.
Of yes, okay. Usually, you know, you go to their account and it'll say it needs updated, and when we say update, it's usually okay, is your address the same, is your phone number the same. And then that's basically what the update is, because as you have a pretty old one. Actually, I think mine is older than yours.
So is this still valid?
Oh, yes. Of course your card is. If you've been in there probably within the last couple of years, because I think it's every 3 years you have to do an update. And I have to, too. So because they want to make sure that your address is the same, your phone number hasn't changed.
Now, isn't there a photograph involved now?
And now there is a photograph.
I don't think there was back when I got that card.
We're not worrying about those right now either. It'll be the next time around. So then you'll come to the doors, you'll pick your stuff up, and then if you want to come to the door and ask for certain books, we can look for them and see if they are in our catalog too. And then, like we just talked about, if you have an inactive card, you can call and get it updated. And really, if you have a card and you haven't checked out the digital options, the apps that are available through libraries, it's a good reason to call and get your card updated.
Okay.
Because RB Digital and Libby and Overdrive, You could be sitting in your on your couch at home, and you could be checking stuff out of the library all along. Magazines, books, e-reading books, audiobooks. I love even going through and looking at magazines, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of different magazines that you can flip through and read, and you know, you have access to all of that. Okay. Acorn TV. We at home, Mike and I will, you check it out for almost like a week. You get mm-hmm. a session of a week, and then it goes up on our Roku, and we can watch Acorn TV. So, whereas before, you know, if you go through Prime or any of those, then you have to purchase it. So, it's much like a book. If you go to a bookstore, you have to buy it. If you go to the library, you don't. So,
that's true.
And this is just, you know, other things that are being added to those apps along the way that you have access to because you have a library card. So, okay, so when we reopen on the 22nd, June 22nd, and that will be at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a Monday. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll have a greeter at the front doors. And before you come in, if you have books that need returned, you need to return them outside. You know, everybody's been doing that because they can't come back in.
Right.
Now you're going to be apt to say, you know, carry them up and try to walk in. We don't want you doing that anymore.
Right.
Even. We want you to go to the book drop, drop your books in there because, you know, like we just talked about.
And with gloves, and you take them to the quarantine area for...
Well, they'll they'll be... quarantine. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're dropping into big bins, and we're just sliding the bins off to
okay.
the side.
So Tuesday's bin, you'll leave set there
exactly.
for 3 days, and then
exactly.
put them back on the shelves or whatever. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
We'll wipe them down and put them, you know, check them in and do mm-hmm. all of that good stuff. Okay, so you'll be, if you're bringing back books, you'll drop them in the book drop, and then you'll come to the door. The greeter will be social distanced away from you, but they will sort of say, how can I help you today? Here's some of our guidelines. The guidelines will be, they'll have a clicker. Mm-hmm. We're only letting 50 patrons in the library at
okay.
once.
So you must have a capacity of 100, I presume.
Well, you know, okay. we've probably got more than that, but we think that 50 is good and manageable okay. And spaces people out enough. And we are asking patrons to be cognizant that we only want them to be in the library for an hour.
Okay.
So go in, get the books you're looking for, browse at your leisure for that amount of time, and then, you know, check them out and be done with it. We know that there's people out there that just want to come in and, you know, touch a book, see a book, and feel a book. So we do have people that are going to be walking around and wiping things. And we're going to be cognizant of where people have been and how we can make it safe for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have computer access. Our upstairs, we have like... I can't remember how many we have originally, but now we have cut that in half and spaced out the computers,
sure.
social distanced mm-hmm. them, and we are asking people to limit their time on the computers to 50 minutes.
Okay.
And then that'll be one person at a computer.
Talking about computers, I'm going to kind of
sure.
ask you a question. If somebody sees something online and they want to print it, how does that work? Do you pay so much per copy?
It's
or
10 cents a copy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we actually have an app now, even if you don't have a printer at home,
right.
that if you can, that you can send something to print from your home, and then you can come in and release
okay.
it to the printer.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, it works out really well.
I didn't
well.
Mean to throw you off there,
nope,
but that was a question
good.
I
it's
had.
It's a service.
Right.
It's a service, and it will be available if you've got something that you need printed. And always during this, we are practicing social distancing of 6 feet. All of our staff will be wearing masks. We are... highly encouraging. We are encouraging our patrons to wear masks when they come in. If you don't have a mask, we will have some available for you to pick up and use and take back with you. We are having the staff monitor themselves, so that if, you know, they are feeling fine on that day or, you know, took their temperatures at home, then, you know, that's one of the things that we are asking them to do. What do they say? That's called perform a daily symptoms assessment.
And I have to do that in my real job as well. But
yes,
the patrons themselves, you're not going to take their temperatures?
No,
come
we're
in.
Not going to take them. Okay. We're asking them to, you know, be cognizant of
right.
coming to a
be
public
place. Be considerate of others.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. You wouldn't come in if you were sick, and we don't want you coming in if you feel like you are not well. So that's some of the stuff that we're doing. Our staff is wearing masks. We are doing frequent hand washing and sanitizing, and then, of course, maintaining an appropriate distance. So patrons who are symptomatic or do not feel well, we don't want them to enter the library. And then patrons, we want them to wear a mask. Kids must be accompanied by an adult. And then services currently unavailable will be feature films and TV series, in other words, the DVD and the Blu-rays.
Okay.
We are not going to have public restrooms. We are not going to have the meeting rooms. And then newspapers and homebound delivery are just services that we can't do right now. You know, when it comes to the Blu-ray and the DVDs, it's just so problematic when you have a high-touch service.
Okay.
That many, many people, you know, flip through
right.
those plastic sleeves, and it just, there is no way that we could manage that. So
that's
at this time, mm-hmm. In the foreseeable future, you know, we are going one day at a time. When we find a solution that will be able to take care of sanitizing something of that nature, and we haven't come across it yet, so unfortunately those things are not going to be available, but we are working on it. We are working on it because we know that that is something that our patrons enjoy. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of people that come in and look for those things, as well as newspapers. We get a lot of people that come in and sit down and want to read all of the newspapers that we have available.
That is so porous, I can see where that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how can you go from one person reading it to the next
right.
person reading
right.
it? And, you know, it's just...
And quite honestly, now you can get that online in most cases.
You can, but, you know, some people don't have subscriptions to it, and they depend on, you know, their daily visit to the library or weekly visit to the
right.
library and going through. You have at your fingertips a great selection of newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things that at this time we just have not figured out how to safely allow it to be available to all of our patrons. Like I said, we're working with the state library groups and the state health officials to ensure the safe reopening in the library. We hope that the public recognizes that the library is here for you,
mm-hmm.
and that we're working on those things. So I know, you know, like I believe Finley opened today, and the Morrill County, though, wasn't he open or they open?
In Mount Gilead?
Mount Gilead, yeah.
I believe so. Mike Kirk is leaving there to go to Galleon soon, so, but I think I heard that they were open.
Yeah, I think they had been open. So we're taking it one step at a time, phasing it in. Trying to feel comfortable as a staff before we really let the patrons come in. And that's another really important part about it is we don't want our staff feeling like they have to come to work and they're being put in a situation that they
right,
don't want
right.
to be.
It's so understandable.
we're getting feedback from the staff and hoping that everybody's feeling pretty good about it. We've been limited staff behind the scenes for most of this. Like I said, there was only a couple of weeks that we were at home and not doing anything. But when I say not doing anything, one of the things that I was able to do is, as the limited staff was able to come in, I was able to get videos of them talking about the books that they've been reading. You know, as a library staff, you want to keep up on the authors and the new books that come in. So I thought that was heartwarming because it was a good way still to stay connected to the mm-hmm. library. And so if you're interested in looking at some of the videos that we have put on YouTube, we have a brand new YouTube channel. We started it up when we started a lot of these videos. So go to YouTube, look for Marion Public Library, and there is probably some really, really, really old ones if you don't find us immediately that were an old YouTube channel, but make sure you find the one that has our logo on it. And okay. everybody is familiar with our logo. So there are plenty of things that sort of make you learn new things. Mm-hmm. And really, I think COVID has forced us all to learn some new things. Starting our YouTube channel was one of them. And then, you know, everybody, all of our staff have put together videos. We sat down and, you know, had them sort of review their books that mm-hmm. they were reading. And then, of course, technology. We're all loving the technology and the Zoom and everything. We haven't gotten to the point where we're doing book discussions or anything on our Zooms or Zoom meetings or anything, but you know, we've had discussions, mm-hmm. you know, can we do it? Should we do it? How would we do it? There's been emails going back and forth, and I'm not sure that we're all comfortable enough with it. So we're still trying to figure that out. And hopefully before, you know, maybe the end of the year, some of that stuff will come back and we will be able to do it at the library. So not bad stuff. I will have to say, like I said, we started a YouTube channel, but you can also find us on our social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, along with the YouTube. And you can find all sorts of things that we've been posting on them as well. One of the things that we do have coming up that we do every year is the Summer Reading Club. We try to keep kids engaged along with Let's Read 20. Mm-hmm. This year, Let's Read 20 normally does Beat the Summer Slide ads and billboards and stuff that sort of keep kids engaged, remind people, parents, to keep their kids engaged throughout the summer. And for this summer, we've come up with Beat the COVID-19 Slide, which there was probably a lot of COVID-19 slide going on because sure. of the kids that were being taught at
Did
home.
Did I see that on a billboard someplace?
Yes, oh, yeah, yes, so. Yes, okay. You have. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike.
Yes.
Uninvited, yes. Beat the COVID-19 slide, or reading to beat the COVID-19 slide. That sort of has replaced our Beat the Summer slide. We thought it was went hand in hand really well with that. So along with Let's Read 20, the Marion Public Library normally does the Summer Reading Club. We still are going to do Summer Reading Club this year. It's getting a little bit later start. We are looking at doing different, let's say, bingo cards for Imagine Your Story. That's the Summer Reading Club theme, Imagine Your Story. So there's going to be three different bingo cards. One will be for teens, one will be for the very young, and then one will be for middle school. But, you know, the middle school and the younger ones can sort of cross-platform, let's say. It could be for different age groups. But they each have squares that have a description of what you need to do. And then as you complete that square, you can put an X through it or an O on it or a swoop symbol on it or whatever. And here's the one that is the swoop card. It says, you know, things like make a time capsule. Ask a family member about growing up. Because remember, the theme to Summer Reading Club is imagine your story.
Okay.
And so a lot of this sort of goes back to imagining your story as a kid, as an adult. You know, draw a picture of swoop is a good one, though, too, because that's our story. And so each card, like the sweep card, has 15 squares that if you complete each of the squares, then you can take your card back to the library and then we'll have prizes.
Okay.
So we're going to start it July 1, mm-hmm. and then it'll go all through July. And then we want you to get your card claimed by August 8th.
Okay.
So that we're not going to have a big field of time that you have to, we have to wait. That way we'll have all the prizes and stuff available. So there is a swoop card, a teen card, and then a card that really has a lot of different things. It's more on the line of imagine your story because it's got a column that is titled Rome Like a Gnome Adventure.
Okay.
So that's got, you know, three things that you need to do. And then an imagine column, a discover column, and then a dream column, and then a tell your story column. And then throughout all of these cards, you can either do what's in the box or read for 20 minutes or on the teen one, read a book. That way it's a little more challenging mm-hmm. for them. Whereas if we put read for 20 minutes, it reinvigorates the read 20 message of reading 20 minutes every day. So okay.
Now where are these, how do they pick up these cards?
That's a good question. So for our Summer Reading Club, we are starting a page on our website, and it will be at marionlibrary.org. Mm-hmm. And then it's SRC 2020.
Okay.
Is the link to it. And then on July 1st or somewhere probably that week of July, before July 1st, we will have the playing cards put on there as PDFs. And since people will be able to come into the library, we will have printed some of these off of on our copier too, and had them laying there for people to pick up and take with them. Because of course we want them to come in and check out books. Mm-hmm. We want the kids to come in and check out books. It's not going to be as stringent this year. We're not asking you to sign up or anything. What we're doing is we're letting you take the cards or letting you print the cards off, letting you play the items that are, or complete the items that are within the boxes, mm-hmm. and then check them off, and then come back. And once you have a card that is completely checked off, we will give you a prize. We do have a teen writing, let's say, event activity that's going to be going on as well. That'll be more interactive. We're going to give the kids a writing book and then give them each Tuesday and Thursday, there'll be a post that says, this is what we want you to write about. That way it keeps them engaged throughout the summer. And it gives them, you know, prompts on, you know, and I don't remember exactly what they are, but it gives them prompts much like what these cards would give you if you were reading. So that's another thing for the teens to keep engaged. We know that sometimes it's a little bit difficult to get the kids involved, and this helps them immensely along the way.
Well, it helps them to keep those skills sharp, especially since they haven't had school for 2.5, 3 months, however long it's been. So it's a very important part of their life right now, I believe.
Right. Keeping them engaged is, I don't know that I could have taught my kids, you know, having to be at home with them right. and teaching them. I didn't want to choose to be a stay at home homeschool is what I was trying to say, but that I, you know, this has been a challenging year, I think, for everybody, and so anything to help keep the kids engaged in some way throughout the summer is always good, I think. And that's really what we've done in the past with Summer Reading Club. We've had all sorts of programs that, you know, you can come in and take advantage of. Last year, like the Didgeridoo or the Spoon Guy mm-hmm. and the Zoo. And we had those scheduled already. I mean, we were working shortly after last year's Summer Reading Club to get those programs listed and on our calendar. And unfortunately, you know, that's not going to happen. But we still thought it was something that we had to come up with some kind of a program that could still keep the kids engaged. And the theme, the national theme this year is Imagine Your Story. And really with the bicentennial, I think that sort of lends itself. We were going to do a time capsule. We were going to have kids do books with grandparents, you know, ask your grandparents some stories and stuff. And you know, some of that could still go on, but it's just not at the level of what we would have done if we were open. So we're still hoping that kids can take advantage of this, and still our prizes are going to be books. So it's always good to get books and put in your home library on those days that you can't get out and you still, it's raining outside and you just want something to do and you want an adventure. Where do you find an adventure? You go to a book and you start reading. Exactly. So this is, look for this on, we'll probably do some Facebook posts about it starting on July 1st, which I think July 1st is a Wednesday, if I
yeah, that's correct. Right. The 4th is on a Saturday, so yes, that should be right.
Yes, I can see mm-hmm. the calendar behind you is the end of June.
I didn't even
yes.
know it was there. Okay.
July 1st is a Wednesday, and it will go all the way through July, and then you have to claim your prizes by August 8th. So just a full month, and that's really probably an appropriate amount of time, because if schools do go back to school like they say they're going to in mid to late August, then that'll give you time to get it done. Let's see. Some of the other things I was talking about. Let's Read 20. We can talk about that for a little while, too. That is, we're still doing a lot of stuff for Let's Read 20. We've applied for some grants to get some books, and I found out the other day that I did get a grant for Let's Read 20 through International Paper. So we're going to be buying books, and then when we have the liaison, or not the liaison, the literacy nights at the schools, mm-hmm. We'll have some new books to hand out to the kids. And if you don't know about Let's Read 20, I would suggest that you go to the letsread20.org website. We are actually looking for some feedback. We had a posting on our Facebook page that we are wanting people to take a short survey about how well is Let's Read 20 doing? What are we doing? How are we doing? Do you see the marketing of Let's Read 20? Because that gives us feedback for when we apply for other grants and stuff. So it helps us out. But Let's Read 20's mission is, Let's Read 20 is dedicated to building a community of readers by encouraging everyone to read to a child at least 20 minutes each day from birth through elementary school. And I think one of the greatest things that really brings a smile to my face every time I get the phone call from the hospital, and you're saying, phone call from the hospital, who would want that? And I'm like, I do, because I know the ladies at the OB delivery are running out of our gift bags, and they call us.
That's a good thing, though.
I know it is. The gift bags are our book in a bib, and it is a small book that is a Goodnight Moon book and a bib that says, Read to Me. And every child that is born at Marion General Hospital gets this little gift bag that includes information about Let's Read 20. It includes information about my first library card and literature about why it's so important to start reading at birth. And the exponential things that your child is going to walk away with when they're walking across that stage at graduation. They are the benefits that they're going to have throughout their life because they were an early reader because mm-hmm. you introduced that to them as a child, as a baby. So every time, like I said, we get a call from Marion General Hospital saying we need more of these, it makes me smile every time. So that's one thing that Let's Read 20 does. And then, of course, we work real close with the library, keeping literacy, early literacy, alive. So I would suggest that you check out a couple of the different websites that we have, letsread20.org, and see all the different campaigns that we do. Read for the Record, Read Across America, Beat the Summer Slide, Book in a Bib program, and then right now we're doing Beat the COVID-19 Slide, and then we also have a Read Too, meaning Read Also, meaning adults should be reading so that kids will emulate them because they will do what they see adults do.
Sure.
So
that's why you have to start early.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you can sit there and read, and they can sit there and read too. And then, of course, at the Marion Public Library, marionlibrary.org, there is so much stuff. I would doubt that there's too many people that have visited our databases. We have a resource button at the top of our website that gives you all sorts of databases that you can go to. If you're wanting to fix your car and you need resources on where to get the parts or what parts you need because you have a certain year and make of a model, you can check those out. If you're doing home improvements, there's databases on there that you can research some home improvement stuff. If you're doing crafting, you know, all of this stuff is just, it's amazing. If you're doing genealogy, if you are in the library and you can access the ancestry.com for research for that type of stuff. So I would encourage anybody to go to our website and check out more than just our catalog of books, what we have that you can check out of the library. Mm-hmm. Check out the links, what we call is our database links, that you could, quite frankly, go down a rabbit hole with every link that is in there. You'll be going, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this was here. And one of the best ones, I think, is lynda.com, because every cardholder in the state of Ohio has the opportunity to go to lynda.com and learn new skills for free. Lynda.com is a skills-based learning website, and the state of Ohio has given free access to lynda.com where you can learn, let's say, Excel or Word, or in my case, when I was talking about doing the YouTube channel, mm-hmm. I went to lynda.com through our website with my library card, and I was able to listen to training videos on how you should start a YouTube channel.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm an old fogey of technology in mm-hmm. some ways. I mean, I've been pretty savvy for many years, but the YouTube one was a little bit challenging for me, and I went to lynda.com and through our website and, you know, just started listening to it and playing with it as I was doing it, and it was very, very good. So what it is a website that you can upgrade your skills. If you know just a little bit about Word and you want to know more, go there and check it out. So,
okay. One more time, would you give the hours?
Sure.
As of the 22nd of this month?
22nd. Actually, right now we are doing these hours, okay. And we're working the staff into it so that they become real familiar with them too. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Closed on Friday. Saturday
You're listening
will be
to WWPH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion.